Big Smile in the Morning Show, 7 minutes after the hour. Y'all, movie coming out today. Today. Make sure y'all go see it today, y'all. Hey, Think Like a Man. Y'all give it up, man. But my frat brother, mentor, one of the original kings of comedy. Show your love for Steve Harvey. Dog, is it too late for me to be in the movie?
Okay, everybody else was in it. Okay, now, Rick, now let me ask you, what's the thought behind that joke? When you said that, what exactly was you thinking then? Oh, everybody in the movie but me?
Hey, Steve, let me just say this, dog. I am so proud of you, dog. Let's introduce you the right way. I'm sorry, Steve, because okay, when we get together.
Oh, you got one of them girls on your show that really know how to do radio?
Yeah.
Try to keep your ignorant ass in line.
Right, this is my version of Shirley.
Yeah, that's your Shirley. Yeah, that's what they do to me. They always be trying to get us back when we go too far. Thank you, baby. I sure appreciate you, darling.
Hey, this man really needs no introduction. And I sometimes even feel like, when do you ever sleep? Put your hands together.
Yeah, Steve
Harvey!
Yes, Steven!
Yay, yay! Yeah, man.
Yeah, when do you ever sleep? Do you still cook?
No, good hell, well, I got a chef.
But Steve don't cook. How you going to sit there and ask the chef?
I went over to Steve's house. You had some roasted chicken and some salad.
No, for real. I know how to cook.
Some damn mashed potatoes or something.
Yeah, man. Yeah. And plus, my girl can cook. She a country girl. She from Tennessee. She know how to cook.
Hey, Steve, she was looking good walking through the airport. I didn't know who she was. So I walked out trying to walk
up.
She told
me.
She told you, Steve. I was walking up behind. I said, who is this? She got a Louis Vuitton purse and she bone-legged. So, you know, walking.
Oh, yeah.
Steve, man.
I ought to punch you in your damn mouth.
Really?
She was looking good. So I walked up on her and said, oh, Jesus. I said, I'm so sorry. I said, Margie. I said, girl, I was finna holler.
She is the epitome of class and grace.
Oh,
I mean, every time I see her.
Oh, I love her.
You know,
I appreciate
you somebody
y'all,
up and
too.
Down and you try to find something about them so you won't have to like them no more.
You can't do
it. I'm tired of liking
her. Her toe looking like a sunflower seed. Look at the look.
That's funny.
So,
got a
Steve,
toe look like a sunflower.
Write that down, Steve.
This whole thing, first with your best-selling book, Think Like a Man, Act Like a Woman. Did you ever think that it would take off like this?
I mean, you know, look, people ask me that. That would be ridiculous for me to say that I had in any way thought this to be possible. You know, you can't do that. It was my first book I've ever written. My initial goal, all I really wanted to do was be number 7 on the bestseller list. Right. If I made the New York Times bestseller at least number 7, I figured 7 was good because then that wouldn't mean that I just barely got on. They had to talk to 3 other people about being a barely on the list.
Right,
and so that's all I wanted to do. I had no idea that it would be number 1 for almost 40 weeks and stay on the bestseller list 60-some weeks. That's God. Now, I kid you not. That's just God. And then for them to turn around and want to make it a movie, that's, again, that's God. Because I didn't write the book ever thinking it would be a movie.
Now, you know, with a book like this, sometimes things get lost in translation. Do you feel like the movie did a good job of capturing the spirit of the book?
Hey, you know something, man? I got to tell you. The first time I saw it, I was leery because I kept waiting. Because what I didn't want them to do was make a mockery of my book. You know, I didn't want them, and I don't do buffoonery type comedy, so I was dead set against buffoonery. And so they kept their word to me. So I was watching it on the script and everything all along the way. And man, they did what I didn't even think was possible to do. They turned these concepts in the book into these storylines about these 4 different couples that you absolutely care about the whole movie.
Right.
And then the addition of Kevin Hart.
Oh, yeah.
This damn fool.
You
really
just,
is
you just let Kevin Hart just be himself.
You can't write ignorance.
You cannot write ignorance. Steve, I saw the movie, and I mean,
you know, last time I talked to you, you know, you had to meet me out by my house and bring me something, and you had on them shorts, and then I pulled up in the car, and you bent over in the car to hand it to me, and I drove off and left your ass standing
there. Why the hell are you telling people that?
Well, I'm telling them, because you can't bend over in my damn car with some damn cut-off shorts. Yeah, I drove right off and left your ass right there in that parking lot, didn't I, Gary?
Hey, Gary got a book out. Act Like a Woman, Fart Like a Man.
Yup, Steve Harvey is in the building, man. Think Like a Man is in theaters right now. And Steve, man, a lot of people, critics definitely, have been talking about the performance of one special young lady. I'm talking about Megan Good. She really brought it in this film.
I'm going to tell you something, man. You're exactly right about Megan Good. I just called her yesterday, and I had to text her. Megan Good's performance for me was the biggest surprise standout role of the movie. You know how somebody best described it?
Uh-huh.
They said for the first time, Megan Good used her software instead of her heart. hardware.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, it is.
Because normally, you know, it's about her body and how she look and all like that.
Right.
And ain't nothing wrong with it. And praise God for that. To the highest. Yes, Jesus loves you. When a woman is fine and you start quoting scripture, you ever just seen a woman and just go, Jesus will.
Yeah, he made it. He made it.
See, wait a minute. You say what? Jesus will.
Jesus will. And I'm crying too.
Ricky. I took Garrett to a strip club, got him a lap dance, and he freaked out and ran out of there. I had tried to tell him what he was missing.
You tried to turn him around.
That's right.
I saw your screensaver before. I know you ain't coming back.
I see. All right, listen. Coming up, you got your last stand-up, man, like your last stand-up at the Hoodie Awards.
August 2nd, man. Your boy gonna let it go after this.
So for your last stand-up, who gonna introduce you?
Hey, dog, I ain't got but one request. If Ricky Smiley would bring me out that night right there,
dog,
that'd do it for me.
Come on.
You my main cat. Hey, dog.
Come
when
on.
When it come to stand-up, you would say it is the two main cats. And then J. Anthony Brown done meant a lot to me, man. J. Anthony Brown taught me, if you could bring me out, and I'm on, and reason you went out is because our friendship is a little bit different. We've been in like a big brother, little brother situation, and to watch you take care of your career the way you have, man, and be as just damn funny and ignorant as you are, and still love the Lord, and I don't know what the gay community feel about you, but obviously it's okay because you still on the air.
I'm going to say this, man. The Ricky Smiley Morning Show would not be here if it was not for you. I'll never forget I got that phone call. You said, hey, dog, I'm getting ready to do some bigger and better things. I'm going to turn this radio show over to you. And, you know, Steve, remember we got an argument in your truck, and I was like, no, Steve, I'm going to be on the show with you, because when I did the morning show with you for those 2 weeks,
yeah,
the chemistry was so good. We was clowning so bad on the radio. So we had this big fight in your truck. We just in the truck arguing. And Rashawn was like, man, nah. He said, you big enough. It's time for you to leave the
house. Man. It's time for you to go on your own.
Yeah,
see,
man.
See, Rick, and, you know, that's the way we've always been with you. You know, we tell you the truth about it. It would have been great to have you because guess what? It would have been real easy for me. But then you'll always be Steve and Ricky. And it's a point in your career, man, where it's got to be Ricky. Because Ricky, you strong enough on your own, man. You good to people. You treat the people around you good. You know, when a person gets to know Ricky Smiley, man, they get to find a real caring and deep and sensitive person. And he care too hard sometimes because you done got in trouble defending me before. You've been threatened by lawyers for defending me, but that's just the type of guy he is. And so a cat like you, man, because head crack been with you for a long time, you keep Gary up around you. You know, I had Gary on the show for 6 months. Well, I couldn't do it.
You introduced me to Gary.
Yeah, because we were calling him Sunshine on the show. And he used to do horoscopes for him. It was just too much for me.
What you call him, Steve?
Sunshine. Because he was too much. You know, when he come in the room, it just get lighter.
That's right.
Because he couldn't say his T's. You know, he got speech impediment.
Right, right.
And that was throwing me off, too.
Right.
You know, if I hear speech impediment, I have to address it every time I hear it. And I just never got used to it. And I said, hell, you got to come off my show because I can't talk to you every day.
So that's why you sending to my show, Steve?
Yeah. Thanks. What the hell is wrong with him? Tom Steve and Tom Patton and Tim Thomas. I said, who's this tongue-tied little Steve? Only thing. That's why I got the character tongue-tied.
That is not godly, Steven, for you to say that about.
No, he's just trying to tell, but it's truthful. Sometimes the Lord just wants you to hear the truth.
Don't say
anytime you don't want me to come on the tape, they tell me talk. See this one. Anytime you want me to come on the show, just let me go. Just let me know. Here you go. Anytime you want me to come on the tape, they tell me talk.
Steve up next, Ricky Smiley Morning Show. Hey, we about to make some history right here, me and my man Steve Harley.
Now, Rick, now me and you did something recently, man. You came over to the studio one day and we was messing around.
Right.
Sister Bernice and Odell did church announcement.
Right, right.
Boy, you wrote some stuff. Let me tell y'all something. Ricky Smiley wrote these announcements and had me read them. So I'm reading them for the first time.
Oh, I know that.
I can't get through the damn thing because I'm laughing so hard at this fool. But hold up, man. My favorite one. When you did the one about the man pray for Brother Johnson because he went down to the park and he was feeding the squirrels.
Right, right.
And he had put some of the nuts in his pants pocket.
And
he got to throwing them out too much and the squirrels went crazy. And two of the squirrels ran up his pants leg and he had a heart attack.
So what the park ranger said?
The park ranger came out with a new law. If you go feed the squirrels, Rick, what did you say?
Make sure that they in the bag the nuts came in.
All female members who are light-skinned with big faces who wish to sign up for the Lawrence Fishburne look-alike contest
during Revival next week need to see Sister Alice Bivens immediately. Oh, this black bastard.
All members with one left leg. And all members with one right leg would be going shoe shopping Saturday to save money.
Well, y'all, the money in the building fund has finally reached a point where we can finish putting in the new baptismal pool. Behind the choir stand, praise God. Hey. And after last month, after this our last month, Pastor no longer had to baptize people by sticking their heads in a mop bucket full of water. Sister Jackie Cousin came down from Detroit, and we baptized him, and his head was too big, and he got caught in the bucket, and we almost lost him. Couldn't get him out. Brother Parnell had to come in with an ice pick and bust a hole in the bucket so the water could leak out so he could breathe. Could Bernice go ahead?
Oh, I got sad news. The senior choir died.
The whole
say
choir.
What now?
Say it again, Bernice.
The senior Bernice. Choir died.
The whole choir?
All of them.
What they gonna do for the funeral?
They ain't gonna have Kathy, they gonna prop him up in the choir stand.
Well, Bernice, yeah. Well, since we're praying for people, we need to pray hard, y'all, for a speedy recovery for Deacon Willie James Benson.
What happened to him?
You know, he's 98, his mind ain't right all the time. And yesterday, they wasn't watching him, you know. And he went outside and then got hold to his grandson's motorcycle. He tried to ride it through a $4 car wash. Got his ass beat up pretty bad by them spinning brushes. We don't know where he's going to make it or not. He got tangled up in them spinning brushes, and they didn't cut the car wash off for 15 minutes.
And they said they beat the hell out of him, too.
Yeah, them brushes beat it up and done spun what little mind he had left. It's loose now.
We want to pray for Brother Larry Johnson.
What happened?
Yeah, his ankles messed up and his cowboy boots got messed up real bad, Odell. He's in the parking ministry. Somebody left a pit bull in a 79 Regal. And he squeezed out the window.
Pit bull squeezed out?
And attacked him. Messed up his brand new cowboy boots to church. Need to raise $249.
He came to church. He was parking cars in a cowboy boots.
The pit bull was barking, and he squeezed through that window. No.
Oh, y'all man. Give it up for Steve Harvey, y'all.
What a time,
Ricky Smiley, everybody.
Hey, love you, dog.
Love you back.
Y'all make sure y'all check out the movie Think Like a Man in theaters today. Y'all, my man, Steve Harvey, Kevin Hart, everybody putting it down. Show your love, Steve Harvey.
One, two.
It's the Ricky Smiley Morning Show.
Yeah, man. Praise the Lord.